Caution is needed against the tactic of Lenin. One step forward, two steps back. Behind the divisionist activities that has been continuing for years in Southeast Anatolia and Turkey lies the Marxist-Leninist-Communist ideology. That the PKK organization has removed the symbol of the hammer and sickle from their so-called flag does not change this fact. Every young man heading off to the mountains is subjected to months-long Marxist-Leninist education before they learn to use arms. The traces of this indoctrination can easily be seen in the language the organization members use and the outlook on life they express. The mainstay of the Marxist-Leninist ideology is Darwinism. According to PKK members, life is a product of blind chance, and, as in the case of life, the course of history also proceeds in line with a so-called evolution. For instance, Öcalan explains this outlook on life as follows. As the discoveries of tools and fire increase, products will also increase, and as they increase, the species will develop more rapidly, and the distance between man and primates will grow. The natural laws of evolution determine progress. In our species, Homo sapiens, the leap that led to the language structure in our day allowed progress in the formation of societies. In the stage of wild society, groups of people were experiencing a level of developed animal communities. This Darwinist commentary that exists in books means the following. According to the unscientific outlook advocated by the PKK, people initially lived in a classless communal order, but within the so-called evolutionist development, they evolved first into a feudal society and then into a capitalist society. Now it is the turn of re-establishing the communist society, that is, the classless communal society. In the alleged evolutionary process of history, the communal society, which was initially primitive, will this time serve as a technologically developed modern classless communal society. And in this communal order of their dreams, concepts such as family, flag, homeland, and chastity do not exist. The PKK believes in the lie that life came into existence by chance because it bases itself on Darwinism. The PKK believes that religion came into existence by evolution during the historical process, God forbid, and thus asserts that people in primeval ages had no religious convictions. However, the fact is, a process called the evolution of religions has never been experienced. The righteous religion has existed from the day the first man existed on Earth. The PKK asserts that in primitive times, the so-called primitive people led a communal life and shared everything they had. They alleged that they hunted together and shared even their women. The PKK asserts that there are no concepts of family, homeland, flag, and chastity. The PKK advocates that while the so-called primitive people had no concepts like chastity, honor, or family, they acquired these concepts at a later stage, and it is of vital importance to demolish these concepts. However, contrary to these statements of the PKK and the communists, as all scientific evidence has revealed, people have always remained as human beings and were never a stage of animal. From the first day humanity existed, people have had a conscience and a spiritual nature and believed in moral values. The communist PKK rejects religion, state, and family. The communist ideology, which advocates the delusion man came into being by chance and is an unfettered animal, also does not accept religion, just as it does not accept moral values, family, moral perfection, or the state. The thoughts and statements of the communist leaders is explicit. God is surely beyond this. Our program necessarily includes the propaganda of atheism. To be an atheist, which every socialist is, it must be our obligation to initiate a rational struggle against religion. The abolition of religion as the illusory happiness of the people is the demand for their real happiness. Communism abolishes everlasting truths and removes all religions and moral norms. The outlook of the PKK on the religion of morality is exactly the same with all the other Leninist, Stalinist, Marxist, and Communist leaders of history. God is surely beyond this. The communist PKK rejects the concept of family. Family is a concept that is never appreciated by a communist. Indeed, for a communist, the family is a concept that should never exist. Communist leaders have always been against family and state. The concept of family is rejected outright by communism in the following words. Revolutionary elements who marry, establish a family, or are part of a family for whatever reason are in a state of contradiction. Abdullah Öcalan also made a statement about his rejection of family and brought all PKK members in line with these views. The family is a hugely enslaving relationship that by itself will cause a person to cease to exist. We reject and are terrified by stale familial relationships in every village and town in Kurdistan. The struggle against familyism and the resolution thereof is as important among us as the resolution of colonialism. The inconsistencies of that institution must be exposed and combated at least as much as those of colonialism. The communist PKK rejects state, flag, and homeland. Communism, which is a pro-violent system, does not rely on the existence of the state and is against the state and all its institutions. Communists reveal these views in their propaganda posters, which show how they will demolish the state's will by violence. They only give priority and importance to establishing a system that will impose their ideology on the people by pressure and compulsion. For this reason, the national and moral values harbored by our Kurdish brothers means nothing to the PKK. The PKK's purpose is not to grant Kurds any of their rights, but, using the painful times they experienced in the past, to bring forth an environment where they can put their ideologies into practice. According to the communist mindset, concepts such as the state, the nation, the homeland, do not exist. There is only the concept of the masses. The communist mindset aims to eliminate states and replace them with communal systems formed by various peoples. Therefore, statements such as, "Everything is for the Kurdish nation," are deceptive propaganda. The PKK is not a movement that advocates the rights of Kurds. It is a Leninist, Stalinist, Darwinist, and communist terror movement in the true sense of the word. Without being deceived by one step forward, two steps back tactic, the ideological struggle must go on. One step forward, two steps back is a very important communist tactic formulated by Lenin. According to this tactic, in order to reach their goals, communists will occasionally take a few steps back whenever it is necessary and appear as if they have distanced themselves from their goals. However, they simply wait in ambush. By appearing to have moderated their position, they wait for or create a proper environment in order to make another attack. Therefore, what needs to be accomplished for terror to come to an end is to eliminate the conditions and mindset that lays the groundwork for terror. Grand changes made by the Turkish government and state on the path of democratization and in the field of human rights form a beautiful environment. However, democratization alone is insufficient for those young people who were indoctrinated in the communist ideology to lay down weapons once and for all and for the danger to finally end in the region. Even if the present PKK militants are rendered ineffective, or it is ensured that they leave the country, terror will not come to an end, and threats in the region will not be eliminated, because the ideology that sustains terror still continues. What is the solution? To remove the Darwinist materialist ideology, that is, the fundamental view that has such a devastating impact on minds, must be removed by scientific means. When the logic of killing is eliminated, there will no longer remain any killers. This can only be accomplished by scientific struggle. Within the framework of the ideological struggle that is carried out against communism, it must primarily be demonstrated that Darwinism is a fallacy by providing evidence to this effect. Because Darwinism is taught as though it were a fact in textbooks, support is provided for the ideological foundations of the PKK, albeit unwittingly. The unilateral Darwinist materialist education in state schools must be stopped. As long as evolution remains as part of the curriculum, it must be responded to in the scientific sense. It must be taught to young people by providing scientific evidence that the theory of evolution is a deception. The evidence revealing the invalidity of Darwinism must be published in newspapers and magazines, and the young people in southeastern Anatolia must have easy access to the scientific response to Darwinism. National and local private television and radio channels must broadcast videos and documentaries revealing the invalidity of the theory of evolution, and comprehensive scientific information must be provided to the public. Fossils, one of the most important evidences refuting evolution, must be displayed everywhere, and conferences must be held to provide detailed information to the people. This anti-Darwinist activity will ensure the demolishing of these false idols in the minds of the people. In order to replace these demolished idols with accurate information, it is obligatory to speak of the signs leading to faith and the miracles of the Quran with a scientific and rationalistic style and utilizing the latest modern technology has to offer. While this is carried out, it is vital to tell others of the true spirit of the Quran, a spirit that is full of love, not fanaticism. This way, by God's leave, communism, radicalism, and PKK terror will be wiped from the face of the world.